Social Science. There is very little real social science practiced in the world today. There's a lot of statist social science. Real social scientists condemn the state as a corrupt and inefficient system. Statist social scientists are hired by the state and its affiliates to produce pseudo-scientific propaganda designed to sell state crimes to the unsuspecting masses as good social policy. Statist social science is not really a science. Statist social science is a religion with a belligerent and intolerant priesthood. The most visible of the real social scientists practicing today are the Austrian economists. Some of their conclusions have been corrupted by statist groupthink. That's illustrated by their enthusiasm for more jobs as a cure for economic ills. But they have at least shown the courage and integrity to stand up and condemn the worst state crimes. The Austrians reach many of the same conclusions that can be reached by psychological analysis, even though they start from an entirely different theoretical basis. In my view, real social science in 2016 rests on at least three basic disciplines: Pavlovian psychology, information theory, and game theory. Pavlov, with his famous dog experiment, pretty much created the discipline of psychology as we know it today. The most revolutionary part of this theory is that operant conditioning is the most powerful form of conditioning. In simple terms, that means if you want to train an organism to do something, your best strategy is to wait for the organism to do what you want of its own free will, and then give the organism a reward. If you use force or fraud to get an organism to do what you want, and then give it a reward, the conditioning is not as powerful. This is a conclusion that seems sensible on its face, and it is a conclusion that is reinforced by extensive studies. It is also an indictment of our wage-slave system of work and reward. The connection between work and reward is much too attenuated in the wage-slave environment of job and salary. We all know that people love to gamble. Why should we take all the excitement out of working by paying people a salary? Everyone who participates in getting work done should get a share of the profits or losses. The state can gamble, but no one else can. It's an irrational, counterproductive, and unfair way to arrange society. Information theory. Information theory is all about transmitters, receivers, and communication channels. Information flow controls society, and the efficient transmission of true and relevant information is crucial to the proper functioning of society. It's not enough to define terms. If we want to understand how communication works, we need to understand the transmitters, receivers, communication channels, and languages involved in the communication. We don't have time to go into all that here in detail. So let's just say that Pavlovian psychology and information theory together inform us that the most valuable information is random access information. And we can also say that we are prepared to provide detailed scientific arguments that support that conclusion. Practically speaking, the person who can ask a question and get an answer immediately is much better off than the person who has to wait for an answer. Here again, we have a conclusion that seems sensible on its face, and a conclusion that is backed by science. There has been a fundamental change in the way information is distributed in society. The internet provides relevant information many times faster than the education system, the legal system, or traditional network type TV programming. In many cases, we can now access information hundreds of times faster than we could 20 years ago. But the way information passes from mother to child has not changed, and it's hard to see how it will change. What has changed is that we are now failing to understand the importance of that mother and child communication channel, and we are failing to give it a proper social priority. Game theory. The central concept of game theory is the payoff matrix. You can analyze simple games like poker or chess using a payoff matrix. Possibly, we all have some mechanism similar to a payoff matrix built into our brains. Most of us have a pretty good idea which side our bread is buttered on, to put it in traditional terms. One man's payoff matrix is another man's payout matrix. In a changing world, these matrices are constantly changing to account for changing conditions. In a free market, there is no interference with this process, and it results in people doing things they like to do and getting paid for it, so they can hire other people to do the things they don't like to do that they want done. Authoritarian institutions throw sand in the gears of this process. A real social scientist understands the advantages of freedom and speaks his mind. Freedom works. A statist social scientist may or may not understand the advantages of freedom, but he is delusional about which side his bread is buttered on. Slavery sucks.